All right, we talk about those little things that might make you crazy if other people knew about them, so you hide them. You don't ever express them out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to cleanse yourself. Purge it. Let the world know. And we are your cast of psychology experts.
I took a psychology class in college once.
Medical. Jenna, say something like that makes it sound like we're like
legit.
Legit with, how we analyze?
Yeah.
Our cast of...
Just because I...
You're good with words.
Minored in psychology.
Perfect.
I don't know,
we have a minor.
Yeah.
My mom was studying it.
I minored in, I took a psychopharmacology class. That would mean we could prescribe prescription medication to crazies.
Technically,
Al,
we can't.
Not the first time you've stood next to a psycho minor, is it?
Is that the professional term, crazies?
Uh-huh, for the crazies out there. All right, let's go around the room. Anybody got anything? Or does that make me crazy?
Well, it's nothing that you guys don't know about, but I spend hundreds of dollars inviting people I don't know to come stay at my house, and then they pay on my floor. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, I think it probably does.
You pee on your floor. I'm sorry, Al.
It makes me question your moral judgment.
All right, how about you, Jenna?
I don't like telling you guys this one, but when I'm driving around in my car, I listen to the 1940s channel on the Sirius XM radio.
No way.
And pretend that I'm back in the day in The Notebook dating Ryan Gosling.
Aw, that's so cute.
Oh, my God. Wow. Whoa.
So, like, this would be the song Ryan and I would be listening to
now. That 1940s music, and it makes me think of The Notebook, and that's when they met. And
does it come complete with that scratchy kind of quality?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know. Hot. I don't recognize any of the songs, but...
You don't? So you wouldn't know this?
Well, I would recognize The Notebook.
Can't you
soundtrack.
See how special she is?
But
no,
I'm...
That's Keanu
Reeves. This isn't...
Yeah, that was pretty Keanu.
This is just Notebook score. I'm talking, like, actual 1940s, like... The standards.
Like,
I have no idea what a standard
like
was.
Like, big band?
Sort of. Kind of like the jazzy. Just 1940s anything. I don't really know. I'm not familiar with it, but I turn it on and kind of pretend that I live back in that era.
Okay. And you're with, but the whole point is, to be
crazy?
With Ryan Gosling.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
No,
here's one.
I feel like I'm so tapped out on crazy.
I hold my breath when I change the lint trap in my dryer because I'm afraid I will suffocate. Does that make me crazy?
What? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you won't suffocate.
Or, I hired someone named Ian today, and all I could think of is, Ian, I thought you were dead. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Does the fact that I did research on gnats before I started my epic kitchen gnat battle make me a little crazy?
No, that makes you focused and determined.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem, too. Ugh.
That's just somebody trying to get on. Does that make me crazy, I think. All right, let's see what Shoni has to say. Hi, Shoni. Hello?
Shoni!
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Go.
Hi. When I know I'm going to get into an argument with somebody, if I'm on my way there, I play out the argument in my car and
see
how I think it's going to go.
Sure, you predict what they're going to say, and if they say this, I got them, right?
Yeah.
Crazy? I say not.
No, not at all.
All right, you're good. You're good.
Thanks.
Does that make me crazy? And this is Amy. Hi.
Hi. Does it make me crazy that I don't eat the last bite of my food?
Mmm.
Why is that?
Depends
I don't
on
know.
What.
For some reason, I just don't eat the very last bite.
You know, our question is always this. What do you think would happen if you did?
Well, probably nothing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Just won't eat that last bite.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I have to leave the perfect voicemail.
Oh, dude, I do that too.
Oh, yeah.
I do that too. I keep re-recording over and over.
Listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, over and over. Sometimes it may take me 10 minutes to leave one voicemail.
I'm with you.
Over and over.
I'm with you.
How long does it take you?
Okay, cool. So I'm not crazy.
You're not at all. Except unless we both are.
Do you do the same thing with your mailbox when you do your voice mailbox?
Oh, the greeting.
Yeah, over and over.
Everybody does that.
Yeah.
But when you're leaving voicemails and you just can't get it right. I've hung up without, I'm like, just delete them all.
Yeah. You don't leave
like,
one.
Hey, JC, it's Kid. Hey, thanks for the invite. But, what? Okay, hold on. Let me do that. Hey, JC, it's Kid. Thanks for the invite. Unfortunately, it appears... Okay, that sounded too formal. All right, start over. Hold on. All right. Hey, JC, thanks for the invite.
I mean, just over and over. I can't help it.
Yeah, that might be a little crazy.
Is that what you do?
That's it. Every time.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Thank you, doing.
Yeah, I see Andy's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you doing. Did he say thank you doing?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's a good listener right there.
That's old school right there, man.
Never heard it.
Well, I was saying thank you to someone, and for some reason, even though it was perfectly acceptable to say thank you, I decided to change it to how you doing. Last minute, because I just seen them. They're like, hey, I'm bringing this back to you. And I went to say thank you. How you doing? But instead I said, thank you doing.
Thank you doing. Yeah. Sorry.
And look at that. Now it's a catchphrase.
Hello, William.
Hey.
Hey.
When I can't fall asleep at night, I think about protecting my family against zombies. They make me crazy.
Well, not if it's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How would... See, I do think about protecting people from, like, intruders or home invasion. Zombies? I haven't come up with a strategy for that yet.
Me neither.
I'm going to work on that today.
I think you got
2 to 5,
right?
Yeah.
2 to 5.
Slice in half?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Trina.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Every time I drive over a bridge with water, I plan my escape and the escape of my passengers. Does that make me crazy?
No, you're just prepared. Yeah, well prepared. Like that. It's good.
You know, you're supposed to wait till the car's fully submerged.
Yeah, let the daredevils wait. I'm getting out.
Yeah.
I'm getting out right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can wait that long.
You're supposed to because of the suction.
Yeah.
My head will be out the driver's side window before the car hits the water.
No, you're supposed to roll all the windows down and then let the car fill with water and then swim out. Because if you try and get out before when the water's coming in, it's going to pull you down.
Exactly. See, I didn't think about
Remember that, guys. Remember that.
It's like in Titanic when Jack jumped and he said, you just got to swim as hard as
you
can.
Kelly.
He said, wait.
Put the window down as you're going over a bridge.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Because then you can get right out. You don't have to wait.
That's true.
Okay, so I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. No, I'm going to mess up my hair.
The suction still is going to pull you down if you get out.
Not if you jump out midair.
It's like an elevator. If you have a runaway elevator.
You jump.
You jump right when it hits
you. You keep jumping.
And the car lands on you and then you're hurt.
Not if you land at the right point, Jason.
We got this.
Think about Inception.
We've been alive a lot longer than you. We obviously know how to survive. Listen up. Yeah. Kid Craddock in the morning. Hi, Wendy. What's up?
I have to lick all of the cheese off of a Dorito before I can eat it.
You lick all the cheese off a Dorito before you eat it.
That's pretty good, though.
I do that.
I do that with the Cheetos, though.
Sometimes I lick all the cheese off the Dorito and throw the chip away.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It saves me calories that way, and I still get all the flavor.
All right.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy. Hi, Shalyn.
Hey, how are you, kid?
We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? You got one for us?
Shalyn.
Yeah.
What you got?
Okay, so when I walk by a sign yard or above a trash can that says thank you for not smoking or thank you for not littering, I always have to stop whatever I'm doing, even mid-conversation, and say out loud, you're welcome, and have to smile, and then I just...
Oh, my.
That's funny.
Oh, my.
Stop and say, thank you.
We should find out where she works and just put thank you signs all over the place.
Are you okay right now? Are you doing good? You okay?
I talk to stuff that talks to me, like elevators and stuff, floor 3.
Oh, signs don't talk.
Signs, they kind of...
Thank you for not smoking.
You're welcome.
You have to stop in the middle.
Yeah.
I vote crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, slightly crazy.
Congratulations. All right, we got time for one more. Pick one, you guys. We got 5 up there.
Three.
Allison, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I still have all my baby teeth in a box at my parents' house. And I will not give them away. Does that make me crazy?
How did the tooth fairy not get them?
I don't know. I like to hold on to things. I guess I'm a little bit of a hoarder. So.
Oh, then you have something weirder than baby teeth.
Wait a minute.
No, I really don't have anything weirder than baby teeth.
Yeah, you do.
Abandonment issues. Abandonment issues.
I have issues with garage sales, too. My mom's probably listening to this laughing. So.
Could we buy those teeth from you? Like,
I will give you right now $100 for your baby teeth.
That's a lot.
That's our fall book promotion. I'm giving those bad boys
away. That's a lot of years of
savings. That means I'm going to have to go over to my parents' house and get them out.
$100. This offer expires at 5 p.m.
How many baby teeth do you have in that box?
Probably all of them. I just remember.
Whoa. Probably
there.
All of them? No go.
We want all of them.
Full set.
You go
left and right molars, bicuspids, the whole set.
We're going to have to discount the offer if there's fillings and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it.
I'll see if I can find them.
Check it out. Let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's today's... Get Craddock
What are you going to do with the teeth that she actually goes through?
What does she do?
I'm giving them away one at a time. It's our fall book promotion.
Where do you think she keeps the dead pets?
Stop it.
Oh, in the closet freezer.
We're giving away Allison's teeth one at a time.
Ooh.
Love it.
Make some jewelry.
Who wants that?
Make sure we do the front teeth on Thursdays. Still important.
Front teeth Thursday.
Oh, kid. Okay. Does that have a special place in your heart? Because Scarlett gave her one of her baby teeth to Ryan Reynolds.
I'm not saying.